A move by three tech giants in the United States to shut down Parler, a social media platform favoured by Donald Trump's supporters, has renewed debate over freedom of speech online. In the wake of the US Capitol riots earlier this month, Apple and Google removed Parler from their app stores, while Amazon Web Services stopped hosting the company on its servers. All three argued Parler had not done enough to moderate content posted on its platform. But should it have been their decision to make, and which platforms could benefit from Parler's troubles? Angus Cox reports.
What's really interesting about the Parler shutdown is that previously we've really seen content moderation, control of what people are saying, focus at the level of the individual user. This is the first time that we've seen this kind of response to a platform.
TJ McIntyre is Associate Professor in UCD's Sutherland School of Law, and he's also the Chair of Digital Rights Ireland. He believes it's down to the failure of the state that private companies ended up taking action against Parler after the January 6th riot at the US Capitol building, an event that hundreds of Parler users are reported to have attended.
In the context of the Capitol riots, one of the problems here is that firms have taken on this power by default. It's not that they wanted to have this power, but rather that the US federal government failed in its obligations. And it's as a result of that state failure that you have seen firms stepping in this way.
While TJ thinks Parler may be entitled to exercise its right to freedom of speech and expression, he says other companies should then be afforded the same right.
Under the US Constitution, the First Amendment right for platforms such as Parler to say, we're going to host this content and we don't care that you don't like it. But equally, there is a corresponding right on the part of the other intermediaries associated with Parler to say, well, we don't want to be associated with that anymore, and we're going to exercise our First Amendment rights. On the one hand, they claim the right to say or to allow their users say whatever they want, but on the other, they believe other businesses should be forced to associate with them.
Parler might only have come to prominence around the time of November's presidential election, but the platform has been around for some time. Jenny Darmody is deputy editor of science and technology news site Silicon Republic.
So Parler actually was founded in 2018, so it's sort of been rumbling around for a while. It marketed itself as an alternative to the mainstream social platform, so it'd be competing against Twitter and Facebook. But it promoted itself as more of an outlet for free speech, so it would attract the type of people who would feel that they were being censored by things like Facebook and Twitter.
Inside, or look at this, these protesters are inside Statuary Hall.
Amazon said it had raised questions about how Parler was moderating violent threats prior to the Capitol riots, and with reports that Parler was one of the platforms used to plan the events, seemingly forced the hand of the tech giants.
It largely came about from public pressure, as is the case with many of these sort of massive movements. As I said, Parler has been around since 2018, and it makes no secret about the fact that it's sort of promoting this rhetoric of free speech above all else. So it's not a case of the big tech didn't know about them before, but it was sort of a, once it all came to a head, there was public pressure to do something about it, because elevating these kinds of opinions and having a platform with this kind of power and rhetoric behind it, they have to stand up and take sort of responsibility for that.
They market their platforms as free speech havens, when in reality, what this really means is that these platforms take an extremely passive approach to content moderation. What this results in is that violent and threatening discussions are fostered, are allowed, and they provide a home for extremist groups.
Kieran O'Connor is a disinformation analyst with London-based think tank, the Institute for Strategic Dialogue. He's been monitoring what alternative platforms Parler users have migrated to since its closure.
We've seen a surge in some supporters migrating to lesser-known platforms like Gab and Telegram. Gab is in many ways like Parler. It models itself as a free speech haven, a place where you can say what you want. Telegram is an app that's used by multiple groups of all persuasions. It's used for, you know, ordinary conversations and things like this. But what we've seen is the users are moving there.
In a statement on its website, Parler denies its platform was used to coordinate the Capitol riots, adding the company is working to establish an alternative social media platform. To that end, Parler has reportedly enlisted the help of a Russian web hosting company in a bid to get back online.
I think it's quite likely that Parler will come back in some form. We've seen the most extreme of websites or platforms that were taken down find new homes online. One of the main questions around what happens next for Parler, will users return to it? Prior to Parler being taken down, programmers, hackers were able to find a backdoor into Parler and download videos, content, imagery, user data. If users are to return to Parler, maybe they might be worried, or maybe they might be anxious about what data has been leaked, has been exposed, and how safe their details are.
TJ McIntyre says ideally there would be clear rules to deal with a repeat of the Parler situation. Otherwise, private firms are likely to continue to be the ones to act.
In an ideal world, there would be a clear legal framework dealing with the question of when internet users and also internet services can be removed from availability online as a result of the illegal speech or the hateful speech of those users. In the absence of that, we have very much a second best alternative of private companies such as Apple and Google being forced to take this role on themselves.
That's TJ McIntyre from UCD's Sutherland School of Law, ending that report by Angus Cox.